Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzoff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. The Mids getting set for the Temple Owls coming up on Saturday at 3:30 at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Hope to have you with us as the Mids look to be back on the winning track. We'll talk with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, and the defensive coordinator Dale Pearson as the Mids prepare for the Owls, who are playing their best football of the season right now. We'll also hear from Navy hitter Kelsey Kingsland, the volleyball team rolling along 6-1, second place right now in the Patriot League, their only blemish to the league's top team American in a five-set marathon. Mids with three consecutive victories, getting the job done over the weekend and then Tuesday night against Lafayette. All that and more coming up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA, I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home, these are our cars, this is where we pick up our kids from school, this is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
11 states, 13 institutions. Some of the nation's largest markets. Over 360,000 students. 2.6 million alumni. And 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Owls of Temple with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. As you and I had a chance to discuss, this program hasn't been in many positions like this. And you look up at the schedule, I'm not sure if there's been a tougher 30-day stretch ahead for a football program than what lies ahead for you all. But you know, this is why you all play the game. This is why you join the American Athletic Conference and play Notre Dame, to have the games ahead that you have. How important is this week to just get back to basics, simplify things, and just try to give this team the best chance you can coming up on Saturday against a Temple team that's clearly playing its best football of the season right now?
Well, it's like you said, Pete, this is a huge week for us. You know, we're not playing very well right now. You know, kind of searching for our identity, so to speak. You know, coming off a tough loss, you know, moving forward. But all of our thoughts, we have to put everything into this game. And, you know, we got to find a way to get better. You know, I talked to, you know, our guys that we got to, you know, as tough as it was, you know, in the past, you got to erase that like you do every week and get ready for this week. But it's going to be tough. I mean, Temple's a really good team. But our staff's been together a long time. You know, I still trust in our kids. And we got to, you know, find a way to get them ready.
So it's been one of the few times, too, where maybe you have players throughout the roster that maybe need a little more player development right now than maybe you've had other teams five or six games in that need it. How do you balance that right now with making sure you're properly planned game plan-wise, but also giving those individual players
the tools they need to continue to get better individually in their roles?
Well, just you continue to practice. I mean, just, you know, in your practice, your schemes and what you do, you know, seeing guys' strengths and what they can do, but also, you know, making sure that the overall scheme is conducive for your whole team to win. But you just continue to go out to practice, more reps. You know, we're six games in. You know, after playing five games, you know, going into sixth game, hopefully that guys continue to improve. And, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement everywhere. So that's, I guess, the good and the bad. It's not one position per se. But, you know, we just got to continue to improve playing, coaching, you know, the whole thing.
As a staff, and obviously, you know, for you and Ivan in particular, how do you keep Malcolm from putting all of this on his shoulders and you know, heaping all of this on him right now? Because I'm sure there's probably part of his mental makeup right now saying, hey, I've got to do better for this team, trying to win it for everybody else.
And he's a very conscientious kid and, you know, very, you know, detailed and wants to win, very competitive. We just got to try to keep him within his frame, you know, just do the things we've always told him, you know, get us in the right play, get the ball to the right person, take care of the football. But it's hard. I mean, we got to just play. I mean, you know, that if you're a good player and if you're a competitor, you're always going to put that burden on him. Unfortunately, it comes with playing that position. You know, we just got to just keep coaching them the same. You know what I mean? Not lessen it, so to speak, but don't coach them harder. Just coach them like we've always been, you know, trying to improve. And, you know, Ivan's the best at that position. And so, you know, I have great faith in Malcolm and Coach Jasper and our staff. We just got to keep, you know, pressing forward.
The September Temple film looks a lot different than the October Temple film. What has been the big jump for this club? Because it is a lot of the same personnel that you all have seen in the past.
Maybe trying to find their identity a little bit offensively. I mean, just, you know, we watch them from Villanova on. You know, they're kind of, maybe they're running the ball a little bit more with Armstead. And, you know, he's playing really, really well. You know, Russo's playing really well at quarterback. Big arm, you know, big kid, 6'4", 230, strong NFL arm. They're a tough team right now. I mean, they can run the football. You start getting guys involved in the box, try to slow down the run. They can throw the ball in the head. Just really, really tough team right now, playing really well.
The American is ridiculous on a week-by-week basis. You got three teams over on the east side. Look, when you first got into the West was really the powerhouse side. Now you got three teams in the east that are undefeated. As you've watched this evolve since you all have joined, you know, what have you seen that now sees this league maybe even deeper than it was when you got in?
Guys have done a good job recruiting. Guys are getting bigger and stronger. I think all the schools have made a huge commitment, you know, try to improve their program. And I think, you know, just in my discussion with some of the other coaches at some of the meetings, guys are making a big push to make their programs as strong as they can, and like we always are, but also, you know, recognizing that as our TV contract's coming up soon, and so I think maybe ADs think, hey, if we got to get our programs in position, if something happens, or if there's other movement, hey, look at us. You know, we're a bona fide Power 5 school. And also looking at maybe, hey, if our conference is strong and the TV negotiations come up again, hey, this is a legit, you know, Power 5, Power 6 school. We need to give them some money. I just think people have done nobody's rested on their laurels. I mean, I talked to other guys, what they're doing facility-wise, and it's been tremendous, the amount of effort and amount of resources people are putting in their teams.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo is getting set for the Owls of Temple. We'll be on the air at 2:30 Eastern Time on Saturday with all of the coverage on the network. Tim Murray joins Joe Miller, Coach Tom O'Brien, and yours truly for the broadcast. Ivan Jasper joins us when we return on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids getting set for the Temple Owls with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Okay, now you get Temple playing their best football of the season. This has been a pretty solid group. Why have they presented such a challenge over the last couple of times you all have seen them?
Again, they have a good plan, and for them, they want that challenge. You know, most teams don't want to deal with playing us an option factor and you know, playing physical football, but these guys, they are a running football team, so it's right in their wheelhouse. I mean, they're a physical team. They love playing physical football. They thrive on it. So when we play them, they always bring their lunchbox, my man. They come to play along with good athletes that know what they're doing. It's gonna be a brawl on Saturday.
Has there been a huge difference philosophically on defense from what Jeff Collins is running to what you all saw under Matt Rhule?
No difference at all. I mean, when they came in here for that championship game, my man, it was some smash mouth football, you know, and they got after us, you know. So again, they've done a pretty good job. They're very, very simple on defense. You know, they line up, say, hey, bring it, you know. And again, for us, we have to bring our A game on Saturday. We have to, you know, again, just wipe away the wounds we have from last week and just get ready to play football. I mean, a lot more football to be played, a lot more in front of us. We can definitely get this thing turned around. We've done it before, and it needs to be done again.
There's a lot of terrific coaches that sit in this room with you all as you all try to evaluate. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I mean, you know, you've got roughly 4 days to prepare for an opponent. Mm-hmm. You're trying to balance player development with game plan, installation, all that stuff. Granted, most of what you all do is the same.
Yes.
Every week, so you have a little bit of an advantage there. So maybe not as in-depth as some of these other coaches try to outsmart themselves. But right now, how do you balance that player development and obviously game plan? Because as you and I were just talking, we're looking at that board up there. The next month is brutal stretch of football as this program's probably ever experienced.
I think the way you help our guys is you have to be smart and develop them by making things really simple for them, doing what we do best, let them get good at that. We feel we have a good package on offense. Again, we maybe got to, you know, trim it off a little bit, trim off some of the fat, and just try to get back to the basics. I mean, that's what you develop our guys. Over all the years that we've been in this offense, running this offense, it always comes down to just execution, being detailed, doing what we do, and doing it at a very, very high level. You know, and right now, you know, we're just very inconsistent. You know, mm-hmm. So again, we got to get back to being basic, being simple, fundamentals first and foremost in practice, and again, continue to coach it over and over again. Because, again, the way we develop these kids, you develop them in your system and what you do and what you do best. And you have to find a way to get those guys there to that point.
You worried about confidence at all amongst the entire 11? I'm not just talking about your quarterback position. I'm talking about the whole group as a whole right now. You worried about confidence level at all right now with them?
Well, sometimes you look at it. But, again, my man, I've always said, you know, it's week to week. Definitely, you know, when you lose a game like that to your rival, devastating loss, you go out there and get your butt handed to you. Definitely, it's a shock to the system, to your manhood, and you know. But again, we have to regroup. It's a lot of football to be played. Some very, very good teams coming up on our schedule. And the best way, I've always said, the best way you deal with the loss and not playing well is to come back that very next week and get a win. Again, the good thing about this profession and coaching this sport and even playing this sport, man, it's week to week. And the best way you deal with it, a loss, is you got to find a way to win the next one.
Mm-hmm. Why has there been a sudden rash of chop block penalties? I know teams send these things just like you all send plays in. I'm sure they send these things in every week. But why all of a sudden has it started to pop up maybe with more frequency right now for this group?
Definitely. We're just lucky here at the wrong time. But again, you know, teams you play opponents, you know, they tell the referees to look forward. And again, you know, we don't coach anything like that. We try to teach our kids to, you know, if a player is being blocked, you know, stay up. You know, don't go down low on anybody. But again, it's just a matter of sometimes we feel that the referees are looking for it. Mm-hmm. As soon as they get a first chance to call, they don't make the call, you know. So, but it sometimes it's a bang bang deal. And there's been times where, you know, our guys definitely were in the wrong and they shouldn't have it. And we definitely address it. But again, sometimes this year it has been called more than often. But I mean, we can't really worry about it. We just have to continue to coach our guys on how to block and when not to go low on anybody and be smart.
It's the toughest part of this is you all sit in this room and plan every day. You know you have stuff that has worked. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, the word simplify, is that the toughest thing is to, you know, back off some of the stuff you know has worked that's been maybe an expanded part of the package and maybe go back to simple, fundamental, basic ground floor triple option football?
I mean, it's you know, Sort of like that, because again, you want to be able to do some things that will help keep people off, keep them off balance, make them have to practice more, so they don't get honed in on your base offense, which is what we thought a few years ago when we first started experimenting with getting in the gun, those type of things. But again, you just have to come back and do what you do well. Again, teams are going to work on, you know, what they feel is important. Sometimes we have to figure out by game plan and by when the game starts, what have they worked on and what haven't they worked on, then try to find that part and exploit it. But again, we always come back to being simple. That's always been who we are. And it comes down to, you know what? we run this every single day, and if you can defend it in a week, you know, more power to you. But if not, we're going to come out, and we're going to run our base stuff and get after you.
All right, appreciate it, Tom. Best of luck this week.
All right, man, thank you.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jaspers. The Mids get set for the Temple Owls coming up on Saturday. Join us for kickoff set for 3:30. March on a midshipman going to be just after 3 o'clock for those of you heading into the stadium. Coming up, defense with Dale Pearson. We'll talk about that when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
Download Blazin' Rewards, a Buffalo Wild Wings loyalty program where you can earn rewards by eating wings, hanging out with friends, and watching sports. Just sign up at blazinrewards.com and then keep doing what you're doing. Head to B-Dubs, enjoy the food, enjoy the sports, and earn points. It's that easy. Turn your visits into points and your points into awesome rewards. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
Peanuts or pretzels?
Hi, I'm craving tapas.
In coach?
Some mixed olives, those tiny meatballs, ooh, and tortilla española.
So... peanuts or pretzels?
3 times the points on travel makes everyday experiences feel luxurious. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our members are the mission, which is why the flagship credit card gets you 3 times the points on travel and 2 times the points on all other purchases. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids getting set for the Temple Owls with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. Maybe a little power football this week with the Owls of Temple, Mr. Armstead, in the backfield coming up this week?
Yeah, they're big, physical, run the ball really well. Armstead's a tremendous back, very fast, strong, runs downhill. You know, he'll get on you in a hurry. Super quarterback, strong arm, and like we saw last year, tremendous receivers.
What's the difference you've seen on film from the September Temple we saw to the one that's playing its best football right now?
Hard to say. I think they started out a little bit more spread, mm-hmm. And slowly have realized they got big tight ends who can block and big linemen that can block. So I think they've started to condense things a little bit.
What have you seen from Russo, the quarterback?
Strong arm, can throw it everywhere. Looks like a really good team leader. Looks like the guys rally behind him, just what you can see on tape. I thought the quarterback they had last year was a really good player. And, now he's the backup. So a tremendous athlete. He's scary.
What do you have to do defensively from a philosophy standpoint? Does much change from – I know there's some option-based stuff you're facing last week, but there's a lot of power from Air Force as well. Is there a huge difference this week schematically for you?
Not mentality. Schematically, a little bit, but mentality, it's about the same. I mean, we're going to have to keep our pads down. We have to stop to run. If they can run the ball, it's going to open up their passing game, which is tremendously dangerous. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the biggest thing. The mentality of both games will be the same. They're very physical.
How do you go to Taylor Heflin and tell him what he did was wrong in his situation? And if anything, as we've been led to believe, the officials probably could have thrown a flag on Hammond for the helmet he delivered on Nash on the exact same play. How do you keep your leading tackler from believing he really didn't do a whole lot wrong there, and that's the way he has to attack that play?
Yeah, I just think it was one of those things that, you don't see very often. I kind of answer it like Kenny answered on Saturday. I'm not really sure what to tell him. His body position was correct. He was going for the hips. The quarterback happened to bend over and duck, and he hit helmet to helmet. So, I'm hoping it's one of those things the rule hasn't been totally worked out yet, because I don't know what you would tell a kid in that situation.
I think the toughest part, too, is on the field, they called nothing, you know, and guy takes, you know, the extra looks on the replay. I'm going to say now if the guy, they don't call anything on the field, but, you know, for a guy like Heff, I mean, he's a really aggressive player. I anticipate you won't see a change in his mentality. He only really knows the one way to play.
Yeah, I don't think you can, because he was the beginning of his tackle and his body position was exactly like we coach it to be. So I think it was just one of those things that you hope doesn't happen. You know, I wonder if they would have looked at it if the quarterback had not gotten hurt, if he hadn't laid there hurt. You know, there's a lot of factors. I think it's just hopefully there are some of those things they can work through the rule and make it a little more common sense, maybe.
Yeah, I know in a game like that, there's not a lot of great things to point at because it's such a team game, but I thought Jackson Pittman individually gave you a lot of decent things on Saturday, made a big stop on the fourth down play. And at least through the first quarter of the season, at least to the naked eye, it looks like he's really having a really solid campaign for
you. Yeah, I would say he's probably playing as well as anybody. He's made some really big plays for us. He's played a lot of plays.
Yeah.
I think he's done a tremendous job, you know, really from the beginning to where we are right now.
That's a thankless position, too, because there's not a whole lot of stats to back that up.
Yeah, how many times did you get double teamed?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. No, he's handled it really well. He's very active for a nose guard. And I think I said in the beginning of the year, if he continues down the track he's on, I think he could be one of the better ones that's ever played here. You know, he's more athletic than Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not as strong right now, but if he'll get in the weight room and continue to work, he can be a really, really good player for us and has been.
Certainly he'll have to be big this week. Appreciate the time. Best of luck on Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, and of course, challenge for any defender right now how to tackle without getting called for targeting. It truly is amazing. Taylor Heflin, though, will be back for the mids on Saturday, and they'll need him against that tough running game from Temple. Coming up, we'll shine the light on Navy volleyball. Kelsey Kingsland joins us after the mids beat Lafayette on Tuesday night. All that and more coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine, the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back. Mids improved to 14-6, 6-1 in Patriot League play with a win over Lafayette tonight, joined by Kelsey Kingsland. Lafayette got really scrappy in that third set there. A little bit tougher than you guys maybe expected tonight?
Yeah, just a little bit. They came out and picked up some crazy digs that we weren't expecting, and they were putting away some balls out of some hitters that we didn't scout for. So they definitely surprised us at the end, and we had to pull it together.
You guys have played a lot of volleyball here lately. I mean, three matches now in 5 days. But coming off of the American match, because you play such a five-set marathon there, it's a hard match. What's been the key for you guys to come back and play these last three matches cleanly and getting three victories? Because losing a match like American sometimes can beat you twice, but you guys didn't let that happen.
Yeah, so we knew coming into this weekend we had Colgate, who is a very good team, and so we prepared and scouted them all week, and then Army, which is a huge rival for us, and that just hypes anybody up. The crowd got us going, everything. Mm-hmm. And so coming here for a Tuesday game is a little bit different, but we just came in and we said we get Wednesdays off, so we're like, use this and give it all we got, because we had a hard weekend and proved to them what we really are. So
how electric was this place Saturday to play in that environment?
It was amazing. It was my first time in the Army match, and like, it's an unforgettable experience.
For this team, so much is expected. You guys expect a lot of yourselves.
Yeah.
You challenge yourselves on a daily basis. What's it been like to adjust to a new coach, but yet when you look at Coach's resume, it certainly speaks for itself. What has that transition been like for you all?
It's been pretty seamless, honestly. We had Coach Bach, who's amazing, and he pretty much handpicked our Coach Paco, and he's come in, he's had the same game plan, he's trusted the seniors, we've been here, we know what to do, and so he's basically kind of not stepping on anybody's toes, and we've just been following his lead, and he's been doing awesome.
All right, congratulations on the victory. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Navy outside hitter Kelsey Kingsland volleyball team, again, just continuing a great run. Larry Bach did a marvelous job with the program, and now Paco Labrador in his first season doing the same thing, carrying that great momentum that they established a year ago off of that great senior class they had last year, and now this year, senior class doing the same thing and playing very well inside the Patriot League, taking care of their business, doing it very efficiently after losing to American last Sunday. Straight set wins over the Black Knights of Army Colgate and Lafayette as they continue their winning ways. That'll do it for our program this week. As always, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Don't forget, need you at Glenwater Soccer Facility Friday night. Navy women's soccer taking on Army. If you're a men's fan, they are at Talon Energy Stadium, the home of the Philadelphia Union, also on Friday night. Both of those games at 7 o'clock. Go to NavySports.com for more information. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his assistance. I'm Pete Methurst. We'll see you next week for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.